Chapter 32. News from the Vicarage. Bobby handed back the letter. Everything seems to have ended very well. Badger's being successful at the garage, thanks to your father. And also thanks to your father, I've got a marvellous job.
Is it a marvellous job? Frankie asked.
Managing a coffee estate out in Kenya. It's just the sort of thing I used to dream about. He paused. Then he said, People come out to Kenya on trips.
Quite a lot of people live out there, said Frankie.
Oh, Frankie, you wouldn't. He went red. Would you?
I would, said Frankie. I mean, I will.
I've been keen on you always, said Bobby. I used to be miserable, believing that though you liked me, you would never marry me because your father's an earl and mine's just a vicar.
I suppose that's what made you so rude that day on the golf course.
Yes, it all seemed hopeless.
Hmm, said Frankie. What about Moira?
Bobby looked uncomfortable.
Her face had an effect on me, he admitted.
And then, when we were tied up in that cottage and you were so brave about things, well, Moira just faded out. It was you, only you. So wonderful, so brave.
I wasn't feeling brave inside, said Frankie, but I wanted you to admire me.
I did, darling. I do. I always have. I always will. Are you sure you won't hate it out in Kenya?
I will adore it.
Frankie,
Bobby.
If you will come in here, said the vicar, opening the door of the sitting room to bring in the members of the church who were meeting to discuss when they would next give away clothes to the poor. He shut the door immediately.
My son, Bobby, he is, engaged to be married. A good boy, Bobby, said the vicar. At one time, he didn't take life seriously enough, but he has improved very much lately. He is going out to manage a coffee estate in Kenya.
One church member said to another in a whisper, Did you see? It was Lady Frances Derwent he was kissing. In an hour's time, the news was all over Marchbolt.